I'm Bayo, and you're now listening to What a Joke. Please take note that continued listening may result in one or more of the following: involuntary and unrestrained laughter, learning new things, enjoyment, being offended, and falling in love. And most importantly, always remember, don't take everything you hear on here too seriously. If you're listening to this first episode, I am pleased to inform you that you have survived most of the year 2020. If most of us got the chance to go back 1 year in time, warn yourself, there's a virus coming. Liverpool's going to win the Premier League. $1 is going to be 500 naira. Would you believe everything? Except for the last part, it's pretty easy to believe. No, because we all know we joke too much. Me, for example. But did all the loss and all the tragedy we've seen this year begin because a man ate a bat? Is this the first step in the direction of true biological warfare? Will the Naira become a currency to be reckoned with? Stay tuned to find out only on 2020. We've seen how the world has responded to everything. Churches and schools and a lot of institutions closed their doors for several months, and people actually stayed inside their homes for like 10 minutes. Because the fight for equality in its many forms raged on. But at the same time, a much dumber movement was gaining traction. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, even animals who understand English, I present to you the anti-maskers. These strong-willed individuals have taken it upon themselves to fight for their rights because everyone's health is in their business. One sheriff in Florida, of course it had to be Florida, has even gone as far as creating a no-mask policy in his station. So like, for example, you go to Walmart and they say, no mask, no service. And then you go to his station and you see, no mask. Obviously, most of the people against wearing masks believe that the entire pandemic is really just one huge conspiracy theory. I mean, despite the thousands of deaths and whatnot, that's not enough proof. But among those that believe COVID is real, there's still a lot of confusion. I mean, like, you can be right and still be wrong. For whatever reason, a lot of people seem to think that 5G network is to blame for the coronavirus. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about internet stuff like 3G, 4G. Some think that it was no coincidence that 5G technology was trialed in Wuhan, China, where the pandemic began. But this is incorrect, because 5G was already rolled out in a couple of other locations prior. So, that's wrong. Others believe that the coronavirus crisis was deliberately created in order to keep people at home, while 5G engineers install the technology everywhere. So, this is like the boardroom for whatever company. And you're like, oh boy, let's give these guys faster internet now.
But I don't want them to see us. I'm shy.
Oh, no, Allah. I get the idea. And boom, Corona. That makes sense, right? There are actually a bunch of these theories. Like, people will never cease to amaze you. Another says that 5G radiation weakens people's immune systems, making them more vulnerable to infection by COVID-19. But by that logic, they should also be more vulnerable to everything else. And most other illnesses have apparently become a lot less common. So, I think the worst one, this one they didn't try. They didn't try at all, is that 5G directly transmits coronavirus. I'm like, bro, the other ones were at least creative. And now, I save the best for last. This is my favorite. The pandemic is part of an evil plan by global elites like Bill Gates in league with Big Pharma to institute mandatory worldwide vaccinations that would include tracking chips, which would then be activated, by 5G radio waves. Because sure, they couldn't already use your phone that has location services turned on. I guess it's okay for people to theorize and fantasize in your living room. But ignorance can be very dangerous. Because of that seed of confusion planted by someone, somewhere, villagers in a region in Peru took 5G maintenance workers hostage. I mean, these guys went to site to do work, get their tuki and go home. But no, these guys were like, "You shall not pass." The company that they belonged to said they didn't hear from the workers for 3 days. A lot can happen in 3 days. But as it turns out, they didn't eat them. No, the villagers gave them food and water actually and let them move about. So it was more like a chill vacation in a tropical area where the villagers don't actually want you to leave. And that sounds like the plot of a horror film. But to clear up any doubts, the World Health Organization, aka WHO, aka WHO, confirmed that, and I quote, "Viruses cannot travel on radio waves or mobile networks. COVID-19 is spreading in countries that don't even have 5G mobile network, like Nigeria." And in a new ruling for March 2020, it decreed that radiation from 5G phones cannot, under any circumstances, cause harm. Okay, not under any circumstances, just under the current guidelines. I mean, like, that's like a loophole in case it is, but no, 5G does not cause COVID. Even with confirmation from the world's governing body on health, a lot of people still aren't convinced. Enter Dr. Ilya Lekisevich and Monsieur Jacques Bauer. Who are these two men and what have they done? I'll tell you all about it in a bit. There is a quote about how in times of crisis, true entrepreneurial minds will always rise. But I couldn't find that quote. So instead, I'll read you this quote by the late US President John F. Kennedy. When written in Chinese, I don't know what his accent was like. So when written in Chinese, the word crisis is composed of two characters. One represents danger and the other represents opportunity. Think about that. That's some mad-ass Eastern philosophy. Every crisis is just a dangerous opportunity, waiting for somebody to grab it by the horns. Drum roll, please. In a world where all hope was lost, two men decided they'd had enough. They created the 5G BioShield, a device that protects you and your loved ones from the harmful COVID-causing radiation of 5G.
But Bio, you said 5G doesn't cause COVID, so what are you talking about?
Yes, I did say that. And it doesn't in any way cause the spread of COVID. But listen to what the breakdown of this device does. No, wait, listen to the breakdown of what the device does, yeah. Summarized. Where are my reading glasses?
Through a process of quantum oscillation, it balances and reharmonizes the disturbing frequencies. It also restores the coherence of the geometry of the atoms, which allows a perfect induction for life forces. Finally, it emits a large number of life force frequencies, favoring a general revitalization of the body.
And all of that can be yours for a measly £283. Yes, this is quite an impressive fake cure for a fake disease. And people are really eating this stuff up. But then they even have like a really legit looking website. Now, when you use the 5G BioShield, it apparently creates a giant force field around you. There's pictures for this. So around you, your family, your house, and 5G can't enter, so Corona can't enter. So you're safe. I mean, this is kind of logical. Just stay inside your house. but okay. But what does the 5G BioShield look like? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's game show. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a supersuit in a briefcase that can turn into a glowing blue ball? Is it a flash drive?
I go with option C.
I'm sorry, but that's wrong. Please try again.
Option A.
Wrong again.
Can I phone a friend? Sorry, this is not that game show.
One more chance. Is it a plane or is it a flash drive?
Well, is it a D?
I'm sorry, but you are correct. The 5G BioShield is a 128 megabyte flash drive.
So, like, you plug it into your laptop, plug it into your system unit, plug it into your TV, and it does all the work. Creates this force field around you and you, everybody, you're safe.
But, like, £283 for that kind of scam. The flash drive itself is, like, £5, and it has a sticker on it. The sticker is legit the only thing making it different from other flash drives that look exactly the same. And they buy these for, like, £5, or they probably buy it in bulk, so it's cheaper. And sell each one for £283. Please convert £283 to your local currency. In my country, Nigeria, this is called Yahoo Yahoo. And other countries probably also refer to it as Yahoo Yahoo, I guess. The men responsible are nowhere to be found. After some research, it turns out that Dr. Ilya Lakisevich doesn't actually exist. Now, is that a made-up name? Maybe, maybe not. As for the other individual, Mr. Jax Bauer, this is basically just Jack in, I guess, French, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. Now, I'm pretty sure 24 hours, in quotes, there's like quotes around the 24, may not be enough time to find him. So, if you happened to have patronized the 5G BioShield before listening to this podcast episode, I'm sorry. You should have waited for me.
That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the end. If you liked it or not, please share with your friends, family, enemies, and total strangers in any way you can. Help share the humor. It would also mean a lot if you could subscribe to this show on the official Jammit platform, and I'd love to respond to your comments on the official Jammit Twitter page at Jammit FM under the post for this episode. Tune in next Monday for another episode, because really, you can't make this stuff up.